Hey, congratulations to Tom from Bloomington. He picks up those two Jimmy John sandwiches. 1241 here at WJBC and WJBC.com. Joining me in the studio, and I'm so happy to have you here. It's Carl Neubauer, a farmer, and you're right by the radio station, aren't you?
Yeah, we farm right out here at Shirley, Terry.
Oh, very good, very good. Nice to have you. How about a little background? Where are you from? Where'd you go to school?
Well, I'm from Shirley originally. Grew up here right at south of town. Educated in Unified Schools, go Ironman, and then have a degree in Ag Economics from the University of Illinois.
All right, very good. And what about your farm that you have? Tell us a little bit about that.
Our family's farmed here in McLean County since about 1895, so for about the past 120 years. We farm corn, soybeans. We raise a lot of alfalfa hay and some wheat, and we farm both in McLean and DeWitt counties. And then our family also has a cow-calf operation, raising both black and red Angus cattle.
Seems like just yesterday we were at harvest time, but that's all wrapped up and gone now. So what happens after that time and when we get into winter? What do grain farmers do?
Well, we're in a time of year where we're looking at our records closely. We've met with our accountant. They're kind of planning our tax strategy for year end. So we're either trying to accelerate our income by taking more or accelerating expenses to reduce our income, so to speak. We're spending a lot of time looking back at the year and deciding, hey, what worked from both a yield or an economic standpoint? What expenses should we think about cutting out, or what practices should we think about doing in the future because they worked well for us? We're also starting to plan for 2016. We've kind of decided already what crops we'll probably raise for the coming year. So we purchased the bulk of our seed already for 16, and we're thinking about purchasing those crop protection chemicals and fertilizers and planting those inputs for the coming year.
And hauling grain is also part of the deal here during the winter.
Yeah, we have a lot of on-farm storage on our farm. So really since about December 1, we've been moving both corn and soybeans to market. The bulk of ours would end up at the processor in Decatur. So we've been moving that grain down there. And like many other farmers, the lines are very long right now. A lot of grain coming to town.
Let's talk a little bit about the equipment, because I know I grew up in an area where John Deere was being made. This is a Caterpillar area, and farm equipment sales have gone down. Is it that your equipment is in better shape, that it's lasting longer, or what is the situation there?
Well, we've had tremendous prosperity, especially in the cash grain farms for the last 4 or 5 years. So many of us have greatly updated our equipment in the last 5 years. And now, as crop prices have turned down and our incomes are less, we find that we have a fairly new inventory of equipment on the farm, so we've greatly reduced our purchases. First thing we cut out when things start getting a little tougher is equipment. Again, our equipment is very modern, so to speak, because we've updated those inventories, and now we're looking more at doing repairs to try to increase its life.
Absolutely. And meeting season is also what happens during this time of the year. Is that true?
Excellent time for meetings for farmers. A little slower here in the wintertime. We'll be heading off to the American Farm Bureau Convention here in a couple weeks down in Orlando. But then we'll have the opportunity with our commodity groups to attend a number of meetings throughout the winter, mostly from an educational standpoint. Think about how to improve our farm businesses, how to look at different either hybrids or products or practices to improve both the bottom line of our business.
We've had an odd winter, and they blame it on El Nino. And, even today we had a half an inch of snow that's already melted back into the ground. How are you dealing with this unusually warm December?
Strange for us, isn't it? We had an excellent dry fall, and then it seemed like we turned the calendar in November and the rain started. So it's been a wet period for us. We have a number of farm drainage jobs we'd like to do, get some tile in the ground, and that's been a challenging for the last 5 or 6 weeks. As we mentioned earlier, we're moving grain, but we're trying to temper that movement a little bit because we're trying not to carry the whole driveway out with us with the trucks. So mud's a problem, and we're kind of hoping for some drier, colder weather, which looks like might finally be here.
Yeah, it does look like it's coming. Maybe in the next week, is it right to say if we're lucky? Is that good?
I think it'd be positive.
I think people would go for 3 months of this kind of winter, but we do. Also, another thing I've heard from folks is that the fact that we haven't seen many of these deep freezes is that bacteria area grows, especially, I know you're a grain farmer, but for those that are raising cattle and hogs, they're looking for some of the bacteria to be killed off by a deep freeze, which hasn't really been the case yet this year.
That's right. Freezing has a number of positive aspects from the grain standpoint. Deep freezing will alleviate some compaction from the heavy equipment we ran over the ground. It will kill some of the pathogens in the ground, whether that be insects or other pathogens that may be negative to our crop production, and keep those in check. And then from a livestock standpoint, frozen ground is kind of poor man's concrete, so to speak. So really that livestock does better, especially cattle, in a drier, frozen environment. Really takes less energy for them on frozen ground than it does fighting that mud and rain.
You talked about your family farm being around since 1895, and I always take a lot of interest in that because it seems like there are some generations that are not wanting to continue with the farm. And has that been hard to keep up over the last 120 years?
More challenging, especially as I transitioned back to the farm. As I came out of University of Illinois in 1983, a tough time in agriculture, and I spent about 13 years in industry before returning the farm. Part of that, managing a couple of grain elevators, and then about 10 years of that working in the banking industry as a commercial and agricultural lender. And I think that was typical of a lot of my generation of farmers. They did something prior to coming back to the farm. Again, we saw great prosperity in the last 4 or 5 years, and I think we've seen some resurgence in return of our youth to the farm, which has been great for the agricultural sector because at 54, I'm still a relatively young man in this business. So it's good to see youth coming back into it. And with economics getting better in the last 5 or 6 years, that's been good. But will be a challenge as we go forward.
Carl Neubauer, farmer with Neubauer Farms. Is that the name
of it? That's correct.
And Farm to Table segment is brought to you by DuPont Pioneer at 1248. Carl, thanks so much for coming in here on WJBC and WJBC.com. WJBC.